Leviticus, chapter 15. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, When any man has discharging out of his flesh a genital discharge, he is unclean. And this will be his uncleanness in his discharge, whether his flesh runs his discharge, or his flesh be stopped from his discharge, he is unclean. All the days that his flesh runs his discharge or that his flesh withholds his discharge, it is his uncleanness. Every bed on which he who has the discharge lies will be unclean, and everything on which he sits will be unclean. And whoever touches his bed will wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And he who sits on anything on which he who has the discharge sat will wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And he who touches the flesh of him who has the discharge will wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And if he who has the discharge spits on him who is clean, then he will wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And whatever saddle he who has the discharge rides on will be unclean. And whoever touches anything that was under him will be unclean until the evening, and he who bears those things will wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And whomever he who has the discharge touches, without having rinsed his hands in water, he will wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And the earthen vessel, which he who has the discharge touches, will be broken, and every vessel of wood will be rinsed in water. And when he who has a discharge is cleansed of his discharge, then he will number to himself 7 days for his cleansing, and wash his clothes, and he will bathe his flesh in living water, and will be clean. And on the 8th day he will take to himself 2 turtle doves, or 2 young pigeons, and come before Yahweh to the door of the tent of meeting, and give them to the priest. And the priest will offer them, the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering, and the priest will make atonement for him before Yahweh for his discharge. And if any man's semen goes out from him, then he will bathe all his flesh in water, and be unclean until the evening. And every garment, and every skin, on which is the semen, will be washed with water, and be unclean until the evening. And if a woman will lie with a man, with an emission of semen, they will both bathe themselves in water, and be unclean until the evening. And if a woman has a genital discharge, and her discharge in her flesh is blood, she will be in her impurity 7 days, and whoever touches her will be unclean until the evening. And everything that she lies on in her impurity will be unclean, everything also that she sits on will be unclean. And whoever touches her bed will wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And whoever touches anything that she sits on will wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And if it is on the bed, or on anything on which she sits, when he touches it, he will be unclean until the evening. And if any man lies with her, and her impurity is on him, he will be unclean 7 days, and every bed on which he lies will be unclean. And if a woman has a discharge of her blood many days not in the time of her impurity, or if she has a discharge beyond the time of her impurity, all the days of the discharge of her uncleanness she will be as in the days of her impurity, she is unclean. Every bed on which she lies all the days of her discharge will be to her as the bed of her impurity, and everything on which she sits will be unclean, as the uncleanness of her impurity. And whoever touches those things will be unclean, and will wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. But if she is cleansed of her discharge, then she will number to herself 7 days, and after that she will be clean. And on the 8th day she will take to herself 2 turtle doves, or 2 young pigeons, and bring them to the priest, to the door of the tent of meeting. And the priest will offer the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering, and the priest will make atonement for her before Yahweh for the discharge of her uncleanness. Thus you will separate the sons of Israel from their uncleanness, that they will not die in their uncleanness, when they defile my tabernacle that is in the midst of them. This is the law of him who has a discharge, and of him whose semen goes from him, so that he is unclean by it. And of her in her menstrual impurity, and of him who has a discharge, of the man, and of the woman, and of him who lies with her who is unclean.